The Call of the Wild, the creative economy of Northwoods on Northern Community Radio, travels the highways and back roads of northern Minnesota to meet the people who live and work here, from the crafters and artists to hunters and gatherers to loggers and entrepreneurs. Today, producer Milt Lee introduces us to a man who makes fishing lures.
No, I haven't fished for 40 years. I fished in high school, and a little bit after high school, my friends finally said, we don't want to fish with you anymore, because when they got me on the boat, when the lunch is gone, bring me to shore. And hunting, I never was much of a hunter. Dad would say, you know, he'd sneak up on me in the woods, and I'd be sleeping and listen to the radio and eating a Hershey's candy bar. And he'd say, you know, your heart's not in this. I said, I told you this years ago. You know, you can't make me you can't make me tougher. I like to sit here and listen to the radio and eat a candy bar.
Get ready for a wild ride. A guy who doesn't like to fish, but carves and creates beautiful and functional fishing lures and decoys. He builds it into a business and then calls it Larry the Bear, after a large carved bear that sits in his front yard. This week I'm laughing with Danny Root from Grand Rapids. Can't really say I'm talking to him.
I grew up on a farm about 7 miles out.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, went to high school in Grand Rapids. And then my wife, she's a greenie from Coleraine. You know, that's... My friends tease me for that, but what are you going to do, you know? You're not from around here. You'll know that Coleraine people aren't really normal. Sometimes you got to go out of town to get a girlfriend.
One thing that stands out about Danny Root is that he has a quirky worldview, an even quirkier sense of humor. He and his wife, Nancy, early on built a construction business, and then later...
I think it was for 11 years we had a hosting company, web hosting.
Oh, did you?
That was pretty good. That was a lot easier than construction. But that's what got me into this. I just sat all day on that computer, and 10 o'clock at night, you're there talking to people. And so that's why I got started in this, and then I sold that computer business. And we don't need a lot of money.
Like many Northwoods creators, Danny stumbled into this new craft after buying a lathe at an auction. He began shaping chunks of pine, basswood, or spruce into lures and fishing decoys, and then painting them into something out of Fantasia.
That's a decoy. That's not a lure. The lure has hooks.
Yeah.
Decoy doesn't.
Would people use this?
Not that one. It's a real lure, but it's just too big. People think you're crazy if you pull that out of the boat. Yeah, your friends, if you pull that out of your tackle box, they'd bring you back to shore. They'd say, guys, these are nuts or been drinking too much.
Danny's lures and decoys are all functional. He tests each one in a water tank in his garage to make sure they can swim.
Now, when you lift them, they go nose up like they're going to the surface. And then when you let go, they go nose down and make a loop.
Walking into Danny's studio is like walking into an alternative universe. An underwater universe filled with fish.
He's great. You know, kind of come down here in your basement here, and it's like as if you were underwater and all these fish were swimming around you. They're all hanging from the ceiling and they're everywhere. But the most colorful, kind of like is as if you were underwater at Disney World.
It is kind of weird, yeah.
You're listening to The Call of the Wild. This week, I'm talking to Danny Root over in Grand Rapids. He is a non-fishing, fishing-making fish. I don't know what he is. Danny's hobby has grown into an art form, functional folk art that is sometimes hung in galleries and sometimes dropped into the bottom of a lake.
That one is weird. A guy came to me and he said, "Do you make any big decoys?" And I showed him like a 12-inch one. He said, "No, I mean big ones." He said, "Over 2 foot." And he said he used them, an old-timer. So I made three of them. And he said that he puts them in the water and doesn't even move them. And he looked on there, and there'd be another big northern laying right next to it. So he just moves it to the side and spears it. The decoys sell a lot, but I don't know if most people use them. I make quite a few that people say they're going to use them. Then I ask them later, I said, "Did you take a picture of any fish you speared of them?" They say, "Oh, I haven't put it in the water yet. I don't want to lose it." It's kind of catch-22, you know. They're made to use. But then I made another big one that was 7 foot, weighed 107 pounds with a 8-point white tail rack on them.
And he's hanging down at the Sportsman's Barber Shop. A friend of mine hung him because I had no room in the basement. I have fun making them. You know, I make quite a few of them. Macrossi sells quite a few. And then these redheads, I make these for the real Spears. They think redheads work better because they grew up with a redhead decoy. And the only reason that they were redhead back then is because the old-timers made them, and the only paints they had were red and white on the barn. That's the color of paints they had. Now, I don't know that for sure. That's what an old-timer told me, and, you know, they'd never lie to you. So
they're so beautiful. They're just intensely beautiful.
Thanks. These are like one of a kind. This one and this one, I call them misfits. She won't let me sell the misfits for some reason. Here's a little baby beaver. Well, this is a lure now. You see the little lure? See the little feet on him?
Yeah, I see.
Little
yeah.
buck teeth? Don't he look just like a little baby beaver?
Yeah.
Now, if you were fishing with your friends and threw that out in the boat, they would bring you back to shore. They'd think you're crazy.
Danny even names each one of his creations. I love it.
This one's named Carmen. This is a Jackie. That's a big bluegill there. That one's named Lulabelle. I don't know, I think it's 20 inches, 22 inches.
Jeez.
It's pretty big. I don't think anybody put that in the water. People think they're crazy.
Danny does all of this for the love of it and the fun of it. I think he's definitely found his sweet spot. He sells some, hangs some in galleries, and donates many of them for local fundraisers. I know one thing. Someday one of these beauties is going to hang up in my studio, and I don't even fish.
Well, can you make a living making lures and decoys?
No. I'm retired, so.
Yeah.
No, I can't. I'd be a lot thinner than this if I rely on what I made making decoys. A lot thinner. But it's fun, you know. We give a lot of them away at fundraisers. Tip program and the dare for the kids and stuff. I just made one for my cousin. He goes up to Lake of the Woods. And it was 24 inches, a redhead. Oh, that's a big decoy. I don't know what kind of leader or string you put in the line in the water because, you know, if it broke, it doesn't go straight down. It makes swoops and it'd be 20, 30 feet from your hole. You'd never get it back.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I think I'd use steel probably.
Yeah. You'd have to use a steel leader.
Yeah.
Or get a little kid on a rope and tell him to go get it.
That's easy.
Yeah, you can find kids all over.
Yeah, there's too many.
Yeah, there's too many, but yeah. I don't know if that might not. You might make it in the paper if we did that. Not in a good way either.
I back my boat up to the water, then I set that bitch in. Looked around and told my friends, peeped the swagger with the jig. Cast it out and reel it in about as soon as it hits. I be hooking them lips, hooking them lips.
I'm Milt Lee with The Call of the Wild.
If you know someone who hears that call of the wild, or maybe you do, we'd love to feature you on our segment. You can email us comments at kexe.org. The Call of the Wild, made possible with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.